Governor Walker appeared to be one of the Republican leaders testing the water late last week. He and many others gathered at the Conservative Political Action Conference. It conducted a straw poll listing 23 potential presidential nominees for 2016. The list included Walker, and he was given time to speak at the gathering. He has also accepted an invitation to address Iowa Republicans in May. UW Platteville political scientist John Rank watches Iowa politics in addition to Wisconsin's. He says the first-term governor is working to establish credibility at gatherings charting the GOP's future.
Well, these are the kind of prerequisites for competing for the presidential nomination of the Republican Party in 2016. And not only was Scott Walker on that list, but so was Paul Ryan. So clearly, if they can attract some positive attention, they'll continue moving forward towards that goal.
What do you think are the pros and cons of Walker among conservatives? What would he brag about, and what might they be skeptical about?
Well, I think he's got a lot to brag about that conservatives would like. The budget repair bill and the whole brouhaha that we went through over that was actually something that brought attention to Scott Walker, positive attention from conservative media outlets and commentators. That's something that he can certainly point to. As for negatives, he's had to be a little bit less risk-taking lately. He's had to avoid polarizing the voters of Wisconsin because he has a re-election campaign to worry about before long, and he doesn't want to upset that apple cart. So conservatives around the country might be somewhat less enthusiastic about him in his more recent incarnation, but certainly they will remember him as the bold mover of the budget repair bill in the early part of his tenure as governor.
Do you think the conservative elements of the GOP, do they look for ideology or do they look for results? Because the governor has indeed made these bold changes in Wisconsin, the results are
right,
unknown at best. Wisconsin lags regarding job creation. So are they looking for results or ideology?
I actually think that results mean a little bit less than ideology sometimes. Results mean a little bit less than rhetoric that people want to hear. The messages that Scott Walker sends out are perfectly attuned to the rather far-right conservative ear. And I think most of those listeners assume that the results will eventually appear. Got all the confidence in the world that following those policies and following a leader like Walker will eventually lead to the results they want. There is one other element, and that is that many Republican voters, and I'm thinking now very much about the Iowa caucuses every 4 years, they like a candidate that they feel comfortable with. And I think we noticed that in 2012, where Rick Santorum went to Iowa, competed against Mitt Romney, who was at that time the front runner, and rather upset him.
What do you think about Governor Walker's hosting a fundraiser for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie? He's somewhat fallen out of favor among conservatives. Why do you think Governor Walker went ahead with this meeting? Is it risky for him to do that?
Well, there is a little bit of risk involved, but I think the more important point is that he raises money for a Republican office holder. And if he is able to do that, he can do it for anybody. You know, as long as he's a magnet for political money, he's going to remain fairly high in the estimation of most leaders.